Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Welcome, everyone, to the Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women radio show. I'm so happy you are joining us this month because I have a very special guest with me. Pat Wirth is the president of the Automotive Oil Change Association and owner of Potomac Falls Express Lube. It is the only woman-owned fast lube business in the state of Virginia. Pat has many credentials and a wonderful story to share with you. So welcome, Pat.
Hi, Jody, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm really excited to have you as my guest because you just have such a wonderful story to tell about how you got involved in the automotive industry and how you built your woman-owned business. Can you give us a little background and history about you?
Well, I would have to say that unlike a lot of people, men and women, who know from a very early age, you know, what their plans are and what career avenues they want to take, and they, you know, just march in that direction, that was not the case for me. There were just a series of unexpected events that occurred, and I found myself ending a career that I quite liked back in 1990, and the next day entering the fast lube industry. And it was, I got into it with my eyes and ears wide open, knowing that I didn't know anything. I wasn't even sure where square one was, and so it was a situation where I just had to learn everything from the ground up, but found people in my industry to just tremendous mentors that were willing to guide me and give me a helping hand and help me on my way. So I've got a lot of people to thank for me being where I am right now, but it's been very interesting. I love the industry because it's always changing. I love being in a learning environment, and the automotive industry is always a learning environment, always new and interesting things coming out of Detroit and from the oil companies, and just new and different things all the time. There's different regulations, legislation, so never a dull moment.
Yeah, I understand you spend a lot of time up there lobbying for the oil change industry. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing up there in Washington and what are some of the things that you've worked on? I think that's really exciting.
Well, you have to pick your battles, so to speak, and we have a phenomenal government affairs attorney who looks out for our best interest in things that are regulations or possible legislation that's coming down the pike that can affect us, or we may want to introduce legislation that may be beneficial to us. So one of the most recent things that we have worked on last fall, major OEM put out a notice that really implied that purchasers of their product would have to go back to the dealer to maintain their warranty. And they also implied that aftermarket parts were not suitable for use in their product. And that's against the law. And so myself and a couple of other associations who share our feelings on this went to the Federal Trade Commission, and we sat down and we explained to them, what our concerns were and what we felt the problems were, and that the this particular document that was published was violated one of their regulations. And the bottom line was, 6 weeks later, the Federal Trade Commission came out with a consumer alert informing the public that they didn't have to go back to the dealer to maintain their new car warranty, that they could, follow the prescribed preventive maintenance, but that they could, in fact, maintain their warranty and not have to do it at the dealer. So that was a real big deal.
I should say so. And, you know, it's so, I think that the way I see you, Pat, is that this decision to get into automotive in the fast lube business has led to a lot of exciting and interesting challenges for you, including ownership of your own quick lube, which you do things a little differently there. I see you're really into going green. You want to talk about that. I think it's fascinating what you're doing with your business to be more eco-friendly, and I believe you've gotten some awards for that as well, correct?
Well, I have, but yes, I have, and talk about that in a moment. But I think the roots of this was my upbringing. I grew up in northern New Jersey in Sussex County, which was a very bucolic, beautiful area, the rolling hills and Appalachian mountains, and always liked being outdoors. I was a Girl Scout, and I got a couple of my daughter was a Girl Scout. Both of my sons were Boy Scouts. My younger son is an Eagle Scout. And so I love the environment. I love the out-of-doors. And quite frankly, we only have one Earth, and if we don't take care of it, there's not a lot we can do. We've got to take care of it. And so one of the things about my industry is that we already were doing a lot of recycling as part of the industry just because that's how you run the business. We've been recycling our used oil, recycling our used oil filters, recycling our used antifreeze for years. And those were just kind of the basic, you know, quick lube 101 things that we recycled. And as the whole concept of, you know, being green has grown over the years, I started looking at other things that I could do in my business to, you know, even take it further. I also have a car wash, and when I built my car wash, I had a water reclamation system put in. It was not required by the county where I do business, but I just thought it was the environmentally responsible thing to do. And the unintended consequence of that is I save over 50% of the water that's required to wash my customers' cars, and so I cut down significantly on my water bill. I really wasn't even, I mean, I probably, what a dumb business thing. You know, you should be thinking about your money. But I was really thinking about the environment, and my great reward was that my water bill was cut in half because we recycle the water. We reclaim it, we clean it, we do that with the water. Another thing that we do is I am in Northern Virginia, so we do get pretty cold winters here. I mean, we have a very, very cold winters. And I put in a waste oil heater. And I had previously put in gas heaters in my bays where we service the automobiles, and put in this waste oil heater and completely knocked out my gas bill. I didn't have any heating bills at all in the winter, so I've saved a lot of money doing that as well. So sometimes, from a business perspective, you can do things that are very green and it really pays off, and you can save a lot of money. We also are always looking for eco-friendly products and services and practices, and one of the things that I have available at my shop, and not everybody does this, but I did a lot of research on it, I have nitrogen gas that's available for tire inflation. And the beauty of nitrogen is that it holds a temperature, and so that the temperature, ambient temperature inside of tires doesn't fluctuate as much. And so the tires stay at a stable temperature, which is really good for gas mileage for the consumer. So that's something that I've done specifically because I think it's safer, but it's also something that can save on gas. So, that's one of the things that we do. And then as far as the awards go, I have been very blessed. I was received a Green Business Award from the Washington Business Journal last year for innovation. One of the products that I carry in my store is re-refined oil. And the beauty of re-refined oil is that it takes less energy to re-refine oil than it does to refine crude oil. And the quality of re-refined oil is absolutely equal to just a regular name brand, regular refined oil. It's approved by the American Petroleum Institute, just like other oils are, but it costs less to produce. The government, if you go on the GSA website, will tell you that they want to use the re-refined oils in all of their government automobiles. So I've been, using the fact that I have this oil as a way to do some marketing for my business as well. I also was recognized by Eco as an Eco CEO for innovation by CEO Magazine, and I was also named an Enterprising Woman of the Year by Enterprising Magazine because of the eco-friendly things that I do. And one of the things that I do, thanks to you, Jody, is I actually have Pascal Eco Luxury bags available in my store. A lot of my customers are women, and they're made primarily from recycled tractor tire inner tubes, and they're beautiful. They're Coach quality bags, and for men and women, and they're just great. So I have those available. So I do lots of stuff that's green.
It's just so cool. I don't think a lot of women think of oil change or quick lubes as eco-friendly. And when, in fact, keeping your vehicle maintained properly, your oil changed at the proper interval, your tires inflated are all steps to becoming eco-friendly car owners. And your environment is really great at educating women on their choices, to go with re-refined oil if they want to. And also carrying those, special eco-friendly bags, I think it's just really awesome. Congratulations. That's really great.
Thank you. While we're
on that topic, do you have any, school is starting. In fact, I think you mentioned earlier that your son has started to college, and if they're not back to school, the kids are heading back to school after, between now and after Labor Day. And could you give us some fall car care tips to keep us safe and, running eco-friendly on the road?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nothing like doing regular preventive maintenance. Certain things are, more important to perhaps look at certain times of the year, but overall preventive maintenance is extremely important to keep your car running properly, but even more importantly, to keep it safe. So when you're on the road, you've got a safe vehicle that's going to keep you safe. And having a younger son, and I had a lovely young woman who worked for me this summer, was an intern with me, and she's going back to school on Friday, and I had her bring the car in yesterday, and I said, I want you to go over her car with a fine-tooth comb, make sure everything is in tip-top shape, because she's going to be driving down 81's big highway here in Virginia, I said, before she goes back to school, and I want to make sure that her car is in great shape. And so there's a number of things that we definitely need to always look at. And number one is as you had mentioned, tire inflation. I mean, that's really, really important that you have the proper your tires are properly inflated, and also that they're in good condition. When you think about it, you have this big heavy vehicle, and there's just four little patches of tire that are on the road that are, as where the rubber hits the road there, it's not very much. So we've got to make sure that those tires are in good condition. So people really need to take a look at those tires and make sure that they're in good condition. Need to check your wiper blades. You don't want to be caught in one of these rainstorms that we get here on the East Coast, these torrential downpours. We actually had one today. We've got a hurricane coming this weekend. You need to be able to see when you're driving, so it's really important to make sure that your wiper blades are in good shape. Get ready to, get the grime off and make sure that they're in good condition getting ready toward winter. We always want to have your batteries checked, and that's something that most quick lubes can do for you. You can bring it in. We have battery testers. That's part of my service in my store. I mean, we have an electronic battery tester, and it'll also test your alternator and your starter, make sure that they're working really well, so that you don't get stuck with a dead battery somewhere along the way. Another thing that it's really, really important to check again for safety are your brakes. Got to make sure that you've you know, you that your brakes are in good working condition, and the first thing you look at is your brake fluid to see where the level is. And if the level is not full, it indicates that there's something's not right. It could indicate, you know, the worst case scenario that you have a leak, but probably what it indicates is that your brake pads have worn down and that they may need to be replaced. So when you're when the brake fluid goes down, it means something's going on and you need to check further. And so we need you need to make sure that those brakes are in tip-top condition also, because you need to be able to stop. And another thing that's really important is to ensure that your belts and hoses are in good condition. You don't want to be stranded along the road. And if your belts and hoses aren't working, that can affect your engine and other parts of your car, where you can wind up having serious and expensive damage, and you don't want to have that damage. So you want to make sure that those are in good condition as well. So those are, you know, a couple of things that are important. Need to check the coolant, the antifreeze, to make sure that that is it won't freeze and your engine block won't freeze up. So you need to have that checked. And you know, fog, it's precursor to winter, so you want to make sure that your heater and your defrosters are working properly. I'm a mother hen when it comes to safety, so I want people's cars to be in, you know, I want them to be running well, but I want to make sure people are safe. So, you know, want to make sure that those defrosters are working. So that's another thing that's important to me. And then, of course, lights. You know, you need to be able to see and you need to be able to be seen. So it's really important that not only your headlights are working, but your brake lights are working so people can see you. There's a new service. I don't know if you know about this. There's a new service that's available now. A lot of people have it. We do it in ours. It's called headlight restoration. And what can happen from acid rain and pollutants and other things is the headlights can get very cloudy, and they turn almost yellow. And to replace headlights can be many hundreds of dollars to replace your total headlights. But there's a process where you can clean the lenses and put a new coating on them, and they're just like new. But when the headlights are cloudy, it'll block 50% of your vision. And so it's just really important to make sure that you've got clear headlights so that you've got total visibility at night. So that's another thing that I'm just really up on too, making sure that my customers know about, that we have that service for them. And we check those on everybody's cars because we just think that's real important too.
Yeah, let's go back to the wiper blades. I understand that you're doing something quite special there with the wiper blade replacement. You want to talk about that?
Well, sure. I am delighted to feature a brand of wiper blades in my store. They're Wexco Pink wiper blades. Now, 10% of the price of these blades goes back to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. I'm a very big supporter of breast cancer. Now, number one, I wouldn't carry any product in my store that was not a quality product. And so as much as when I first heard about this, I thought, well, I'm real interested, but I got to have a quality product for my customers. And I was just delighted to see that these are primo quality blades. They're just the best. So that was just like, then it became an absolute no-brainer. Well, this is what I'm going to carry. I don't even carry any other brands. This is it for me. And because I'm a big supporter of breast cancer, part of my, you know, story, if you will, when I first got into the business, there was a wonderful woman that I knew through the industry who lent me money to get into the business. And she was a lovely woman in her early 40s. She had two lovely children, and she had gotten breast cancer in her 30s, and she was coming up on her five-year anniversary from when she had had surgery. And we all thought she was going to be home free, and she wasn't home free. And to make a long story short, she passed away 6 months before my store opened, and so she never got to see my store. And I do a lot of things with breast cancer, but boy, when I saw that these wiper blades were available, I was just thrilled. I mean, I was just absolutely thrilled that I could keep these in my store and do something every day to give back, you know, to the Breast Cancer Foundation, because it's just really important to me. And it was important to have a quality product. So, boy, that was a win-win for me. I just loved it.
Yeah, the Autotex Pink Wexco wiper blades are just a huge hit. And with, in, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this year they have, the blades are black, but this year they have come back and they are going to be delivering pink wiper blades, actual pink wiper blades for women who really want to share, you know, their support right on their windshields. I have a black car, so I'm definitely going to put a pink set because that would just be so cool. You know, people say, why do you have pink wiper blades? Because I'm supporting breast cancer. Because like you, my niece, who is only 39, had breast cancer. She survived. She had to have a double mastectomy, and which is really, I'm so glad she went to the doctor, because they don't even recommend mammograms to women until they turn 40. So, you know, I think every woman and many of the guys do have a story about a family member, a loved one, or a friend, and it's a great way to show support. Plus, they're great blades. So, congratulations! I just love hearing about all the awesome things you're doing in your business. So, tell me about some of the other things you're doing in your community as a business owner, some of your involvements and other things that you do, because I know you're a super involved community member.
Well, I am. I'm pretty busy. I feel, you know, I have a sustainability plan for my my business. You know, it's People, Planet, Profit sustainability plan. And so my sustainability plan includes my employees, it includes the community, and it includes the environment. And so I think it's really important for a business to give back to the community that supports it. And I do a number of things on a number of levels. You had mentioned earlier that I'm president of the Automotive Oil Change Association, and one of the things we did this year, it was in April, was we partnered with Donate Life, which is an organization committed to signing up people to be organ donors. Now, I can't quote you chapter and verse all the statistics that go along with that, but there, you know, people need organs every day, and what they want to do is, you know, try to get people to sign up that just haven't done it for whatever reason. They want to do it, but they just haven't done it. So we partnered with them and did a great program throughout the whole month of April, which included raising money for their organization as well. And at our convention in Dallas earlier this month, we presented them with a check for over $40,000 that our AOCA members had collected throughout the country for their organization. So that was one of the things that that I participated in, and my community really loved that because, I mean, there isn't anybody who doesn't know somebody who has needed an organ transplant. I mean, we all can think about it a little bit. We may not, maybe one or two removed from our you know, our close circle of friends and family, but we all know somebody. So there's a great need for that. I'm also on the Loudoun County Council for the Red Cross, and I'm a big supporter of the Red Cross and all the things that they do. And I think a lot of people don't realize, we always know that the Red Cross is there, you know, like in Japan or down in Haiti when big crises hit, but they're the ones that are there when there's a fire in your community. They're the ones that are there helping local neighbors. You know, they have contracts with hotels so that if something happens in a community, I mean, they're very proactive in getting things set up. So if a disaster occurs in a local community where they can go right in and they can help. So I'm very big on that, and this year in March is Red Cross Month. I had the Bloodmobile at my shop, and we did a blood drive, and it was very successful. I'm going to be doing that on a regular basis. You know, they always need blood, and so that's something that I do on a regular basis. In November, with my car wash, I participate in a program called Grace for Vets, and I just love this. My dad was a World War II veteran. My uncles were all in World War II, and I grew up in a very patriotic environment and really feel very strongly about supporting our military and our veterans. And Grace for Vets is a program through the International Car Wash Association. I'm a member of that organization. And every Veterans Day on November 11th, we give away free car washes to anyone who is active military or a veteran. And it's all done on the honor system. We don't ask for any ID or of any kind. If you come in and you tell us that you're in the military or that you're a veteran, we wash your car for free. And, I mean, it was, you know, this past year was just one of the most rewarding years. It's just so fun. It's just so fun to meet these people. I just had such a great time. And this past year, the program was super successful. For the first time, we had car washes in all 50 states participate, and we gave away collectively over 100,000 free car washes to say thank you to our military and our veterans. That I just absolutely loved. Loved, loved, loved that. It was so fun.
Oh, and that's so awesome. Yeah. You know, it's a wonderful tribute, and like you said, it makes you feel good, right?
Yep. What I also do, Jody, is I hold women and teen car care clinics. You know, there are a lot of folks out there that, you know, they may read their owner's manual, but it's all Greek to them. So, you know, we hold in our shop, we hold women's car care clinics and for teens. And we this year, I'm in the process right now of scheduling my fall ones. I'm probably going to do one in September and one or two in October. The October ones are going to be, I don't charge for these, but I am going to, in October, ask for a $15 donation. There is an organization, it's a local organization in my community called the Tiger Lily Foundation, and it's for breast cancer. And I'll be featuring our wiper blades, and I have a lot of other businesses that want to come in with me on this so that we can have prizes and giveaways and so forth and so on. But the Tiger Lily Foundation, you talked about your niece, is an organization that's devoted to informing the public that women do get breast cancer before the age of 40. And it's all about trying to communicate and educate the public that indeed women, you know, can get breast cancer before the age of 40. The woman that started this was 32 years old, and she found a lump in her breast, and you went to her doctor, and the doctor said, well, you know, you're too young, don't worry, go away. And she just, you know, it didn't go away, and it was getting bigger, and, you know, to make a long story short, she had breast cancer. So she just, it was such a wake-up call for her. She's a lovely young woman, and a big supporter, you know, big supporter of her organization. Another thing that I participate in as part for her organization as a fundraiser, it's called Cups Full of Hope. And it's totally a fundraiser for the Tiger Lily Foundation. And we go out and the criteria includes that we have to purchase and decorate a bra. And, you know, it has to be a size 36C with a underwire, and we decorate it, and we have to give it a name, and we have to write a story about it, and then we submit it for to be judged, and then we have a big gala, and we go in, and then these bras are put on auction, and they're sold. And all of the proceeds goes to the Tiger Lily Foundation. And I participated in that last year, and my entry was called Lubes for Boobs. Because we were just all about wanting to support this. So that's something else we get involved with, too.
Wow. You lead a very busy, productive, enchanting, wonderful life. I'm honored to be your friend, and I'm sure my listeners are really getting that, you know, no matter what business you're in, be it automotive or any other business, giving back to the community and really running your business from your heart does make good business sense, because I know how successful you are in your business, Pat. And, I mean, just look at all the accolades. I so totally admire you. Before we end the show today, are there any other smart tips for women that you can share about their vehicles, just to punctuate the need to maintain your vehicles properly, and before we sign off today?
Well, I just think that I would like your women listeners to really just think about, you know, doing routine, regular preventive maintenance, and you know, not, it used to be years ago, you know, you would check your tires every time you got your, you know, you filled up for gas, and you would check your wiper blades, and, or, you know, years ago, actually people pumped your gas. Still do that in New Jersey, by the way. But to just keep an eye out for things, and you know, you're a lot of local businesses, if you're not sure, if you don't think things are right, just pull in and let them take a look at things. I mean, if you have any questions, if things don't sound right, if things don't feel right, don't hesitate to take your car in to make sure that you look at it. It's a friend of mine said that, you know, for folks that don't do their preventive maintenance on a regular schedule, it's like, pay me a little bit now or pay me a whole lot later, because repairs are so much more expensive than just routine preventive maintenance. So you can save money that way. You can usually, if your car is tuned up and properly maintained, you'll have better fuel economy, so you'll save money that way. But, you know, for me, I think you got the message, you'll be safe. And so that's real important to me as well.
Thank you, Pat. You've been an awesome guest. Thank you for joining the show today. That's it for the Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women show this month. I hope you enjoyed it. You can visit Pat at PotomacFallsExpressLube.com if you're looking to get a car wash or a quick lube in Northern Virginia. Or you can visit AskPatty.com and find the closest certified female-friendly location near you. Have a great day. Signing off.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.